I actually interviewed Larry Wagman recently about the CO9 study. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about that. One thing, it seems like there's been a lot more sensitivity to trying to diagnose metastasis or recurrent disease at an earlier stage, a curative stage. I think I'm seeing people more aggressive with follow-up after primary treatment, CEAs, imaging, with that goal in mind. Do you think that that is appropriate?
It kind of plays on what your other comment is. Sometimes it's a little bit dictated by the patient. You have a patient that is more optimistic that I'll be all right. They don't quite demand closer follow-up. Other patients, they live for their CEA every 3 months. But if you step back and look at it critically, how many patients do you pick up earlier before they're symptomatic? Does it make a difference? And do they live longer? And although theoretically you think, gee, scan someone every 3 months, get a CEA, boy, that's, you know, you're going to be right on top of it. Yeah, you may diagnose them a little earlier, but the data doesn't show they live a whole lot longer. And I think what it comes down to is really CEA monitoring for those that are producers. Granted, if they had their primary lesion and they had a normal CEA, that's not going to help you much. But what some of the studies have shown, that intensive scanning, CT scanning, doesn't seem to help as much as you'd like to.